Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited about how our president set a new agenda for the world. And one of the ways he said it is with Saudi Arabia, is he switched out he didn't switch out the leadership, but they switched out, and the new
Crown Prince.
Go ahead, tell us what's going on.
Listen,
in the White House.
The Crown Prince has made his first trip to the United States, and he's visiting President Trump in the Oval Office, and they're talking about the billions of dollars that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is going to be spending with U.S. companies. This is an exciting, exciting moment, because if you remember, in the previous administration, they didn't have such a favorable relationship with Saudi Arabia. Times have changed, and it's better for the United States. In fact, let's go to the Oval Office right now. Take a look.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's a great honor to have the Crown Prince with us. Saudi Arabia has been a very great friend and a big purchaser of equipment and lots of other things, and one of the biggest investments in the United States is your big investment is buying stock in companies and various other things in the United States and creating jobs. We've become very good friends over a fairly short period of time. I was in Saudi Arabia in May, and we are bringing back hundreds of billions of dollars into the United States, and we understand that, and they understand that. Some of the things that have been approved and are currently under construction and will be delivered to Saudi Arabia very soon, and that's for their protection. But if you look in terms of dollars, $3 billion, $533 million, $525 million, that's peanuts for you. Should have increased it. $880 million, $645 million, $6 billion, that's for frigates. $889 million, $63 million, and that's for various artillery. Some of the things that we're now working on, thanks, and that have been ordered and will shortly be started in construction and delivered. THAAD system, $13 billion. The C-130 airplanes, the Hercules, great plane, $3.8 billion. The Bradley vehicles, that's the tanks, $1.2 billion. And the P-8 Poseidons, $1.4 billion. And what it does is it really means many, many jobs. We're talking about over 40,000 jobs in the United States. So we make the best equipment in the world. There's nobody even close. And Saudi Arabia is buying a lot of this equipment, and a lot of people are at work making the equipment, not only for us, because we, as you know, we're getting a $700 billion military proposal. And that's even a lot for you guys. But we're getting a $700 billion military plan this year, and $716 will be next year, $716 billion. So we really have a great friendship, a great relationship. I would really have to say the relationship was, to put it mildly, very, very strained during the Obama administration. And the relationship now is probably as good as it's really ever been. And I think we'll probably only get better. Tremendous investments made in our country, and that means jobs for our workers, jobs for our people. Also, defense. We're talking about defense, and we're working very hard with Saudi Arabia, and they're also footing a big part of the bill for defense. The whole Middle East. We know what's happened in the Middle East, and it has not been a pretty picture for the United States or for anybody. And a lot of things are changing, and they're changing very rapidly. As you know, ISIS is now, we've recaptured almost 100% of the territory, as you probably have heard, before anybody. But we've captured close to 100% of the territory held by ISIS. And we've moved very rapidly, very quickly. And that's really coming to an end in that part of the world. It's coming to an end. And we'll be able to get out of certain areas that we've wanted to get out of for a long period of time. And other countries can handle it. At this point, they'll be able to handle it. So it's a great honor to have you and your representatives here. Crown Prince, thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, the relation between Saudi Arabia and the rest of America, it's an old relation. We are the oldest ally of the rest of America and the Middle East.
Right.
More than 80 years of alliance and big interest, politically, economically, and security, in different area, a lot of area. And the foundation of the relation, it's really huge and really deep in different issue. We know that today, the relation, it's the cause of more than 4 million jobs in the U.S. of America, directly and non-directly. Also, it's a cause for a lot of jobs in Saudi Arabia, directly and non-directly. And as you know, Mr. President, from day one, you've reached this office. We've planned to tackle $200 billion of opportunity, right, in the next 4 years, but it end up with $400 billion of opportunities. You've talked today, Mr. President, about the military deals. The implementation in it, it's more than 30%. And also the implementation overall in the $400 billion of opportunity, more than 35%.
Right.
We planned this for the next 10 years, but it happens in 1 year, we implement 35%. So this is a signal that there is a lot of things could be tackled in the close future and more opportunities. And that's why we are here today, to be sure that we've tackled all the opportunities and achieve it, and also get rid of all the threats facing our both countries and the whole world. So I'm very glad to be here today.
Well, that's right. And you know, one thing that you have been really focused on is the terrorism threat and the funding of terrorism. And whether it's Saudi Arabia or other countries, as we know, there will be no funding. We have a zero tolerance for the funding of terrorists. And we're working very hard. And I will say that Saudi Arabia has been working very hard on that, as are certain other countries in the Middle East. When I was there in May, I think it was one of the most incredible two-day meetings that I've ever seen, that anybody's ever seen. It was an amazing two-day period. We had 56 countries. We had everybody was there. The head of every country, virtually, I guess, in every case, it was the head of the country. And we talked about terrorism and the funding of terrorism, and it will not be allowed. It will not be allowed. That would be the one thing that would end the relationship with any country. So
this is amazing. This is the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in the Oval Office, spending billions with U.S. companies. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Is this a good idea?
Are you happy about
the jobs that are coming in? We want you to comment below. Give us your thoughts. And what do you think about these continued relationships? Is this better now under this administration or in previous times? Comment below and let us know. What's coming up next?
You're going to be blessed to see this as you start seeing the bipolar difference, because we have a prince of Saudi who was a former guest on Fox and is talking about, as Saudi Arabia, they've always wanted to support America. They always wanted to help fight ISIS and fight terrorism. But the previous administration, prior to President Trump, wouldn't even take their help. But we're going to have them talking firsthand. You're going to see the difference between the present administration and the past administration, how Saudi Arabia's always wanted to be our friend and helping out and defend these particular areas like terrorism and ISIS, these different kind of things. So make sure you join us after the break.
A growing number of kids today are suffering from an emotional characteristic known as a wounded spirit.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
The Wounded Spirit is the title of a book written by best-selling author Frank Peretti about his own painful childhood experiences. Mr. Peretti was born with a tumor in his jaw that disfigured him and led to unmerciful taunting during his childhood years. Other children called him a monster and they treated him with disdain and rejection. It took Frank many years to come to terms with his grotesque identity, long after the tumor had been successfully removed. Millions of adults and children today can relate to Mr. Peretti. I talked with a mother recently who said her teenage boy had actually lost his desire to live because of the ridicule of his peers over his slightly protruding ears. Suicide even loomed as a possibility. It's true that this kind of teasing and ridiculing has been going on forever among children, but today's kids are even more vulnerable to it, primarily because of the emphasis on beauty in the popular culture and the way Hollywood depicts the have-nots as nerds and freaks and geeks. Those with wounded spirits often gravitate toward drug addiction, violence, early sexual activity, and even emotional illness. It is our obligation as adults to protect these vulnerable kids as much as possible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we just had the new prince of Saudi Arabia speaking to President Trump, and he's spending hundreds of billions of dollars for American jobs, buying military equipment, wanting to support. They actually were instrumental, some of the reports are, to be able to help deal with ISIS. But you know what? You think about what happened? Where were they during the last administration? Well, do you know they wanted to help all along? They've been a friend in the military sense, in an intelligence sense, in a country sense, a supportive of America for 80 years.
An ally.
And not necessarily approving of their practices and what they do inside their nation. But when you're dealing with ISIS that's coming out and doing different things, well, guess what? Well, Prince Assad was actually on. It was Prince from Saudi Arabia was on Fox News talking about what it was like. They've been wanting to support America, but the last president prior to President Trump would not. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Prince Mohammed was very keen to come meet President Trump as early as possible to re-emphasize the importance of the relationship between the two countries and to reinvigorate the strategic long-standing partnership that we've had. We've been partners and allies for 50 years. We've worked very well together. Saudi Arabia has been a stable and reliable partner for the United States for that time. And I think Prince Mohammed was keen to make sure that we can move into the 21st century together in a very positive and mutually beneficial way.
As you know, candidate Trump did not shy away from saying what had to be done with Gulf states, especially paying their fair share for protection or going after ISIS. Something he reiterated after getting elected. Here he was in December talking about it.
When I look at what's going on in Syria, it's so sad. It's so sad. And we've got to help people. And we have the Gulf states. They have nothing but money. We don't have money. We owe $20 trillion. I will get the Gulf states to give us lots of money, and we'll build and help build safe zones in Syria so people can have a chance.
So what about that? Safe zones in Syria and you all helping to pay the bill?
Yeah, well, I mean, Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS in Syria, in Iraq, across the region, not just financially, but the Saudi government offered in the Obama administration's time to send its troops into Syria to fight ISIS. That was not met with enthusiasm by the Obama administration. I think that offer remains on the table, and I'm sure the Saudi government is more than ready to support the U.S. in eradicating ISIS. But as I said, not just financially, but actually with its own troops and with its own people.
What a turnaround. They've been wanting to help all along. It was 50, not 80 years, but they've been wanting to help all along. But the previous administration would not receive any help from one of the wealthiest country. I don't know. They have so much wealth.
Well, they picked the side. Yeah. They picked to support Iran over Saudi Arabia. Yeah. And those two nations are opposed. Right. But the United States is big different.
Well, yeah. And you're looking at, this is where America's been sending their money. Back in 1973, when they left the gold standard, we made it off of the OPEC fuel,
oil
prices. And it's like, that was a very epic center of what was taking place financially. Well, things are shifting everywhere, but look at the bipolar difference where, ISIS was everywhere, rampant what was taking place across the world. Christians are being persecuted. Jews are being persecuted. Our leader was saying this is the new normal. People in our own community, our own nation was being beheaded at the workplace and in Fort Hood and all that. Now we have a president standing up like this. This is major. Saudi Arabia is saying we're going to support you, but we're going to put even our dollars behind it. Well, you're looking at great wealth coming into our country, working together to be able to defend freedom in the nation. It's just amazing what's taking in the world. So I just want to be able to show you that. We want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because so many people are keeping this truth away from the people. But that's what you know the truth now. It's not being kept away from you. Share with your comments below. Write to us. Email us. It's so important. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you right now. Maybe you're hurting in your heart. Maybe you were discouraged and now you're encouraged. You're seeing positive things take place. I just speak encouragement over you in the name of Jesus. I bless you. I speak healing over your body and your relationships. And by faith, I just decree that abortion has ended in America, that revival is here in America and the world, and the third great awakening is here. By faith, I speak it in the name of Jesus. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.